Now here, beginning with verse 31, we have God's covenant, a new covenant that he intends to make with Israel, all 12 tribes, and if you think 10 of them are lost, God doesn't. He's going to make it with all 12 tribes, and this is going to be different from the covenant given to Moses at Mount Sinai, and the grand distinction is that this covenant will be engraved upon their hearts and not upon cold tables of stone. Their sins will be forgiven. This covenant will never be changed or abrogated. Will you listen? Verse 31, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." That's very clear-cut language. Verse 34, "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." God says that's in the past, and it's been put in the past. And now, notice how God confirms it. "Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever." God says that if you can pull the moon out, we're doing a little something with it. The last trip up, they brought down 200 pounds of rock. If they keep that up a few million years, they'll have it all moved from up there, and there won't be any up there. But I don't think they're going to do it, because God says that this is going to be an everlasting covenant that he makes with them.